If you've never heard about whole body vibration, or WBV, I think you're going to find it a fascinating new way to train. Hi, this is Dennis Chigasola, author of The Nature of Our Game, Ice Hockey. Now, actually, I wrote a fairly in-depth article on this subject yesterday over on my Hockey Diary blog. There, I explained how I stumbled upon that unique way of training, and I also told readers about my own research in that area. If you do some of your own internet searching, you'll discover that the old Soviets are credited with first using WBV to develop some of the strongest athletes in the world. You'll also learn that the USSR eventually used a version of WBV to lengthen the amount of time their cosmonauts could remain in space. Just so you know, I eventually bought my own whole-body vibration machine some years ago, and I swear by it. I even used it in combination with lots of popular exercises and with hand weights of various kinds and sizes. So again, if you'd like to discover more about what I've said to this point, I'll leave a link in my show notes that will take you to my diary article. For now, I'd like you to hear a recording made available through the Science of NASA website. It mostly tells about how WBV might benefit those with bone loss, which could be very good news for some of my listeners.
Good Vibrations, presented by Science at NASA. A new treatment under study by NASA-funded doctors could reverse bone loss experienced by astronauts in space. November 2nd, 2001. Use it or lose it. The familiar mantra of fitness buffs applies as much in space as it does on Earth, perhaps more so. The bones and muscles of astronauts, freed from the familiar strains of gravity, can weaken alarmingly. Muscles atrophy, while bones lose mass and become brittle. Reversing muscle atrophy requires exercise, and lots of it. Astronauts in space often spend hours each day working out with the aid of exotic devices that rely on springs, elastic, and even vacuum pumps to provide resistance and mimic body weight. Unfortunately, such countermeasures have not solved the problem of bone loss. Even as astronauts work out, their skeletons continue to slowly weaken. It's been a thorny problem for researchers. But now, perhaps, there could be a solution. NASA-funded scientists suggest that astronauts might prevent bone loss by standing on a lightly vibrating plate for 10 to 20 minutes each day. Held down with the aid of elastic straps, the astronauts could keep working on other tasks while they vibrate. The same therapy, they say, might eventually be used to treat some of the millions of people who suffer from bone loss, called osteoporosis, here on Earth. The vibrations are very slight, notes Stefan Judex, assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, who worked on the research. The plate vibrates at 90 hertz, that is, 90 times per second, with each brief oscillation imparting an acceleration equivalent to one-third of Earth's gravity. If you touch the plate with your finger, you can feel a very slight vibration, he added. If you watch the plate, you cannot see any vibration at all. Although the vibrations are subtle, they have had a profound effect on bone loss in laboratory animals, such as turkeys, sheep, and rats. In one study, only 10 minutes per day of vibration therapy promoted near-normal rates of bone formation in rats that were prevented from bearing weight on their hind limbs during the rest of the day. Another group of rats that had their hind limbs suspended all day exhibited severely depressed bone formation rates, down by 92%. While rats that spent 10 minutes per day bearing weight, but without the vibration treatment, still had reduced bone formation, 61% less. These results show that the vibration treatment kept the bones healthy, while brief weight bearing did not. Clinton Rubin, a professor of biomedical engineering at SUNY Stony Brook and principal investigator for the study, cautions that more experiments are required before humans can be sure that vibration therapy is effective for people. Animals are different from humans, he notes, and even among humans there are important variables, like nutrition and genetic makeup. What works for postmenopausal women who suffer bone loss in the form of osteoporosis might not work for astronauts in space. In a Phase 1 and 2 clinical trial of vibration therapy, researchers applied the treatment to 60 postmenopausal women. Studies using adolescent girls with very low bone density and children with cerebral palsy are also underway. The early results from the research with postmenopausal women are very encouraging, says Rubin, but they are preliminary. To determine efficacy, we will need a larger-scale clinical trial that runs for a longer period of time. A broader Phase 3 clinical trial is currently being organized, which will provide a strong indication of the treatment's effectiveness for the general population of osteoporosis sufferers. Whether astronauts would benefit from a vibration plate regimen is a question that can only be fully answered by conducting experiments in space, Rubin says. Such tests have been proposed, but none are scheduled yet. Rubin hopes that future experiments will reveal not only whether vibration therapy works, but also why. It's a bit of a puzzle because the treatment doesn't comfortably fit within the framework of conventional wisdom. Currently, most bone researchers believe that the stresses placed on bones by, for example, bearing weight or strong physical exertion, signal the bone-building cells through some unknown chemical trigger to lay down mineral crystals that fortify bones. According to this thinking, the remedy for bone loss in space should be hard exercise with shoulder harnesses and elastic cords that provide a substitute for the body's weight. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. The regimen of exercise that astronauts perform while in space has shown some ability to reduce muscle atrophy, but bone loss seems to be unaffected. Rubin suggests that perhaps it's not only a few large stresses placed on the skeleton that signal bone formation, but also many smaller, high-frequency vibrations applied to bones by flexing muscles during common activities, such as standing or walking. Muscles may appear to pull steadily and constantly when flexing, but muscle contraction is more complex than that. Individual muscle cells, which run the whole length of skeletal muscles, can't provide a sustained pull. They can only apply a quick twitch. To create a constant pull, the brain activates groups of muscle cells within a muscle, called motor units, in a rapid repeating pattern. You can feel these subtle patterns by squatting and resting your hands on your thighs. The slight trembling of your thigh muscles is the sequential contraction of the muscle's motor units. The frequency of such contractions ranges between 10 and 100 Hz. In comparison, the experiment with rats used a 90 Hz vibration, and the experiments with humans are using 30 Hz vibrations. Our hypothesis is that a key regulator of bone mass and morphology are the mechanical stimuli that come out of muscle contractions, Rubin says. So instead of these big, intensive deformations of bone, it's basically lots and lots of little ones that provide a major stimulus for bone growth. While exercise in space may generate some of these signals, we believe that microgravity essentially extinguishes these signals during the great majority of the day, as postural activity is not necessary, he says. The vibration treatment generates a much larger signal in this frequency range, and we believe that 10 minutes per day of this higher frequency signal is sufficient to provide a maintenance signal to bones. This is a real departure from the accepted theory of how mechanical signals control bone, and it is certainly controversial, Rubin says. Nevertheless, it might work. Good vibrations, unexpected and controversial, could be the key to healthy bones on Earth and beyond. This story was written by Patrick Berry and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA and the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.